This is The Nightside with John Fole, walking the tightrope between genius and insanity.
So you heard about the Maryland school attacks that took place yesterday. Three kids were shot, and then a police officer or security guy came and shot the shooter. And today there's lots of people are like, hey, he was met with force. This is what we need to have take place in schools. And it breaks my heart because I don't think that's the answer. We've talked here on The Nightside about all the opportunities to improve the situation and how to protect kids in mass shooting situations. Everything from teachers having guns to putting more guards to, more lockups and fences outside the school. We've talked about all the different ideas, but I think our fellow Canadian might have the answer. We have a Canadian solution to a very American problem. Joining me now is Barry Lampeard from Lampeard Less Lethal. Barry, this solution you have, which is called the Pepper Blast, basically was created to actually solve an animal control problem. A lot of times when police go in and there's a dog that's out of control or biting people, you wanted to come up with a solution that would basically incapacitate the dog so that they didn't shoot the dog and the dog could be saved and also the people could be saved. That's the origin of this Pepper Blast, correct?
Yes. Now, it's something we came up with about 15 years ago. This is not brand new. We reintroduced it because of the situation that's been going on in a lot of the schools, especially with active shooters. You need something that can take them down almost instantly. And this device is very, very light. It's only 4 ounces, the way we designed this. And it's not brain surgery. You pull the pin, toss it in a general direction. It puts out a circle of incapacitant, which is very, very hot pepper, for that 20-foot circle. So anybody in that circle is severely put down. His eyes are watering. The nose is running. He's throwing up, trying to take a second breath. This guy is down. He's not shooting anybody. So now, mind you, that a lot of people think, oh, that sounds so aggressive. Well, at least your kids are alive, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it is.
All right. Barry Lampeard with us. So does it look like a grenade then?
It's something like a grenade. We call it a device.
Okay.
It has powderized hot pepper. I'm telling you, this stuff is wicked.
Now, when I talked about this earlier, a lot of people on our text texted me and said, well, pepper spray isn't legal in Canada. What do you do about that part of the equation?
We're not after Canadians. This is for the American market.
Okay, so in the U.S. it would be okay?
Even some of the states have laws against certain types of pepper. What this is going to be is it's got to be controlled by the school. The school boards and identified that it's going to be locked up in a classroom or various areas of the school so they can grab it quickly. It's not for a general public. Absolutely,
no.
It's not.
Barry Lampeard with us from Lampeard Less Lethal. He has got a pepper blast device, kind of like a grenade, that could be dispersed towards an active shooter. It would basically incapacitate them for up to 10 minutes. Now, they're not going to actually be harmed long term. They're just going to go down, right?
Intercede
here
a little bit. The severity, he's under absolute pain for 10 minutes. It takes, before it gets out of his system, it'd be about half an hour. The major severity is about 10 minutes.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's going to come back to normal and everything's going to be okay. But in the time he's down or she's down, the cops can come in or somebody can duct tape him up. They can do something so that he's not shooting the kids. What's the reaction been to this so far stateside? Because this seems like a good solution versus teachers having guns and more guards.
Well, right now, as of last week, we've booked... I think it's 15 police services in Pennsylvania that are going to be taking courses with our police chief down there that works with us very closely, Chief Ed Bogatz, for this particular device. They're very interested in both for the use in schools and for the officers with controlling animals, because so many officers and people control that's taking care of wild animals or aggressive animals are getting bit constantly, and they end up shooting the dog. Even a, you know, a lot of these family dogs.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to kill their dog, so this is ideal for that application, along with what it can do for the schools.
Barry, so let me ask you quickly: what does it cost? What does it cost approximately per school?
Depending on which model, it's about $50, $40 or $50 an
item.
Yeah,
so it's not going to be cost prohibitive for a school to be a part of too. Look, I think it's a great invention. It's called the Pepper Blast. It's from Lampert, less lethal. I think this is something that schools, especially in the United States, need to look at. Barry, I appreciate your time tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, so there you go. Like you think about having guns for teachers, maybe having one of these pepper blasts would be a much better solution, because anybody can throw something towards people, and you only got to get it in within a certain area, and the shooter's going to go down. They're not going to be able to do anything. It's called a pepper blast. I like it. Coming up, if you follow me on Twitter, at John Pohl, we've got a purse, we got grandparents, and we got prison. It's Topics by Twitter, next on CJAD 800.